Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We'll get back to all the news in the NBA in a bit. Howard Beck will join me to go over it all. NBA writer, senior NBA writer at Bleacher Report. But first, a little NFL. And it's like almost a running joke at this point on this show. It's like, here's the weekly negative NFL topic. I'm waiting for the positive NFL story at some point. It's got to be coming. But it's like, oh, there's never one. And here's the weekly negative NFL topic. Get yourself ready, right? If you're a huge NFL fan, get yourself ready for the labor stoppage coming up in 2021. Get yourself ready. I know that's a ways away. It seems really far away. But we were just talking about the World Cup coming here in, 8 years. I think we can talk about 3 years from now. And work stoppages are never good for sports. But I think we're about to see the most contentious one we've seen in a long time. I mean, obviously, baseball missed a season, and that really hurt that sport. Hockey suffered, too. The NBA was able to avoid disaster because the season's long anyway, and they were able to, twice get the season going at a time where it was still salvageable, even starting on Christmas, that 1 year, a few years back. Now they seem to be totally at peace with their commissioner. The NFL has about as animosity-driven situation between labor and management that I've ever seen. I mean, think about the way Roger Goodell is talked about all the time by players from their mouths, not even like reportedly sources say, they'll say it directly, and how he's covered in the media. And remember, Roger Goodell works for the owners. And we've seen so many things happen that only made those relationships worse. You know, what happened just recently with the new anthem policy, I'm sure has a lot of players feeling like owners don't care about them in the slightest and don't even view them as individuals. I'm sure some players feel that way. And that has nothing to do with business as usual in the NFL. That was a whole problem I think they created for themselves or made worse for themselves after the initial reaction. And that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that was another thing that led to a fractured relationship. And then you get to the actual nuts and bolts of it and what will be negotiated. You know, we see some of these NBA deals getting handed out and people go crazy. And I understand, like Zach LaVine, I brought up before, has some potential, great athlete, but people see a 4-year, $78 million deal. That deal in and of itself makes some of the top level NFL deals look small. Like what is Aaron Rodgers get paid right now? I'm going to look up, Zach LaVine is now getting 78 over 4 years, so that would be 78 divided by 4. I should be able to do that in my head. $20 million a year. You know, he's getting paid what the top quarterbacks in the NFL essentially get paid. And no one's bringing him up in the discussion of great players, right? And that's because the NBA has a good deal for their players, good relationship with the league. You know, I saw someone tweet earlier this week about how Chris Paul could have taken less money for Houston to help them keep Ariza and all the like. And I thought, you know, and I said this publicly, Chris Paul's the president of the Players Association. It would be irresponsible for him to take less than his full value, because then he can't go to the league and say, guys are worth this. But that's the NBA's deal. They'll have to work out things with their cap. Baseball players have great deals as well. They have a, you know, baseball generates a lot of revenue from local TV, obviously from attendance. So even some of the concerns about the lack of interest from young people in that sport and the dwindling popularity have been cut off because of the revenue that still comes in. The NFL is far behind those two sports for the, you know, working class player. Careers are shorter, money is less. And I understand, look, you can't say anything without talking about the full story. Rosters are bigger. So that's part of it. But that's not all of it. And now you start seeing NFL players maybe spurred on a little bit by some animosity, and then just by the bottom line of it, speaking out about their situation. So it all seems like it's headed toward a work stoppage in 2021. And one of the things that NFL players are going to be fighting for, it seems, is guaranteed contracts. Todd Gurley said a lockout could be a thing that gets NFL players guaranteed contracts. And then he told Tiki and Tierney right here on CBS Sports Radio that players would be willing to strike to get those guaranteed contracts. Remember, there's a big difference between a lockout and a strike. A lockout is initiated by the league. A strike is initiated by the workers, the players, in this case. Now, that takes a lot of commitment to strike, because a lot of these guys don't make all that much money. Maybe to the regular person they do, but in the sports world and in a career where it might just be like, it's not like you're in this job and then you're going to be collecting your pension. Like, it's could your career could be 2 years, could be 1 year, could be, you know, 1 second, to be honest. And we see constant battles between players and teams over money. Le'Veon Bell, a huge example. How many people do you think got on the airwaves somewhere, TV, radio, digital, blah, 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 and said Le'Veon Bell was the best player in the NFL in the past couple years? And he can't get paid what he's asking for. And you understand, in a sense, because running backs get tread on the tires. Is the running back position that valuable? All that. But imagine if Le'Veon Bell played baseball or basketball. A player of his caliber, relatively speaking, they'd be getting a massive deal the second they wanted it from multiple suitors. So that's just part of it, is you know, guys fighting for more money in general. But the guaranteed contracts? The guaranteed contracts? I mean, players have every right to fight for guaranteed contracts. More so in football than any other sport out there. In fact, it's egregious that they do not have guaranteed contracts. It's egregious. Like, I understand business, and I get it. That's what some people say. It's just business. At some point, man, you have to have empathy and think about human beings before just business. The NFL is, you know, like, that's where you cut off your nose to spite your face. What did Mark Cuban say about greedy? And I don't think Mark Cuban's right about everything, but when he said about the NFL being greedy, that might be part of the case. They seem like they're arrogant, and they seem like they want every last dollar, because whatever we want to say about falling popular, the NFL's the most popular sport by a mile. Right? The NBA might compete as far as like interest in talking points, but it doesn't compete in eyeballs. The NFL is by far the biggest sport. And even if you're talking about the ratings falling, all ratings are falling. As far as market shares, the NFL is still bigger than everything for percentage of the audience. So you are talking about a massive money-making industry that won't guarantee the contracts for the players. In a sport where they're putting their bodies on the line, and most importantly, they're putting their minds on the line. Like you go onto that football field, you might not come off the same. When your career's over, you might not be the same. Like, that's a real thing. If you're just removing the head injuries, it takes a toll on your body. You factor in that you might be damaging your brain. The least you should get is the money you signed a contract for. So I understand the NFL is going to come from the business perspective. But can we get beyond like thinking that cutthroat? I mean, the NFL doesn't exist without the players. And whether they're dehumanized by fans, that's another thing. You know, like fantasy football. What's the first thing somebody thinks when a player gets injured and they have him on a fantasy? Who's his backup? I got to pick up his backup. You know, his leg fell off, but I got to get his backup. Oh, you know, they're checking him out for a concussion. That's, you know, I hope he's okay, but I got to sign his backup. So that's a window into the mentality that the NFL operates with. I don't know, man. I mean, I think a work stoppage is likely coming. So I would tell you to prepare yourself for that. But then if you're just looking at this as like if this is the central issue, how could you not be in favor of guaranteed contracts for NFL players? NFL players. Their career is on the line every snap. And yes, that's a risk for the team. I get it. They could get hurt and you're still paying them and they can't play. Them's the breaks. You're making all this money. You're a massively popular thing. Take care of your workers. Take care of your people. Think beyond every cent. You know, okay, your profit margins get cut a little bit. You're still making a profit. You're still massively popular. And you're talking about, it's not a joke. People step on the field. The second they step on the field, they're putting their career and they're putting their lives on the line. I don't think that's an exaggeration. Maybe not life and death in the moment, but the quality of their life, the rest of it, on the line the second they suit up. And a lot of guys do that knowing the risk, of course. And a lot of guys are well compensated for it. But they are so within their rights to fight for a guaranteed contract, considering the nature of their sport, that really the NFL should just give it to them. This shouldn't be a fight. You know what? Let's figure out how we can massage other things to keep the profits coming our way while guaranteeing the deals. Because that shouldn't be a fight. And I've always found it an odd phenomenon how so many like fans tend to side with the powers that be in these sort of arguments rather than the players. You know, you root for the players. And the players are akin to you. It's like, you know, rooting for the league is like rooting for your boss that you hate or the company that you work for that you know, say is treating you poorly. That's the same thing. I never understood that phenomenon. But I would especially not understand it in this case if people take sides with the NFL if the players are fighting for guaranteed deals. Because the players should have guaranteed deals and they shouldn't have to fight for it. And it's egregious that they don't have guaranteed deals right now. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It gets me every time with that one. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. That one gets me more than the, you know, yes, he knows it's a girl's name because I do know it's a girl's name. I always have to, like, if I want people to actually remember my name. In fact, I had to tell Shaq yesterday, I was like, Robin, like Batman's partner, to make sure he got it right. You know, because I was like, is it Rob? Robert? What did you say? No, Robin. talking NFL contracts and how I don't know why there should be a fight over them being guaranteed. I understand the business aspect of it, but sometimes you have to deal with the human aspect of things beyond just dollars and cents. And maybe that's a microcosm of bigger issues within us as a society as a whole, but I don't think NFL players should have to fight for it. I'm totally behind it if they do fight for it, and I hope they do fight for it. The downside to that is, along with everything else, the built-up animosity between the players and the league, I think you're in for a work stoppage in 2021. But of all sports, you know, maybe even you take a little bit less of the total dollar amount if the contract is guaranteed. And I'm not even talking about the disparity that NFL players make versus NBA players versus MLB players. There are differences in the sport. There are differences in the roster size. But if any sport needs the contract guaranteed, it's NFL players because of what they're doing by putting themselves on the line every time they step on the field. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. How about Mike in Dallas? Mike, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, Robin.
You got it, Mike.
Now? Yeah, so football contracts already have guaranteed money in them. We hear about it all the time. We hear all the time that you know, so many million of this contract is guaranteed.
Yes. I think NFL contracts should be fully guaranteed.
Okay, but I'm a small business owner. I've got about 28 to 30 employees. And, you know, I'm constantly strapped with people who their resumes look good. They demand a certain salary, and then they don't perform. And then I just have to either fire them or put up with the substandard performance. I think that, you know, you're putting emotion into it for a human being. And I would argue that we have police officers, firefighters, many other soldiers who don't get paid jack squat. And, you know, if you're gonna take that stance, let's just throw it across the board and pay everybody guaranteed millions of dollars, because NFL players,
that's not a real argument, Mike. It's not a real argument.
Huh?
It's not a real argument. You're not comparing Apple. If you want to have a discussion on whether people in some other industry should be paid more, we can have that. But that has nothing to do with NFL players.
Let's do it like this. Let's just say it like this. They made their choice. They're even the smallest of the NFL contracts, and I'm just saying you're pleading a case for empathy from your listeners. And I would argue 90% of your listeners probably make less than $100,000. In fact, I'd say they probably make less than $70,000 a year.
What does that have to do with NFL players?
It's their choice.
So the NFL. Why are the NFL owners entitled to make more profit margins when they make ridiculously more than NFL players? And if you're using that argument, then people. No. If you're using that argument, Mike, then you should say the NFL owners need to take drastic pay cuts because they make tens and millions of dollars more and billions of dollars more. Because that's your argument. If your argument is fans who are listening right now make less than NFL players, well, if the owners of NFL teams made what NFL players made, they would be distraught. So that same argument falls flat on its face. As far as you being a small business owner, one, this is not a small business. The NFL is not a small business.
You're yelling to make your point.
My point is good. Two, your employees do not do something where they go to work, where they risk their brain and they risk their bodily health and they risk the rest of their lives.
That is not true. I have people out in the fabrication who risk their losing their fingers. People die when stuff falls on them. That's just not true. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I would say this too. You still are not taking into consideration that these NFL players have a gift from God, and they're making that choice to do that on their own.
What does that mean? That's nonsense. That's nonsense. Everybody has a gift or a talent. That means they shouldn't be compensated for it? So you're saying because they're good at football, they should just be thankful? Oh, I'm good at football. Thank you, world.
You're not listening.
I am listening.
You're not listening at all.
That's what you said.
A contract, you give even a small contract, $3-5 million to a player,
mm-hmm.
and he goes out with a broken leg or a concussion, and his career's ended. You're saying that he should be guaranteed the $4-5 million, and I want to make a separate point. I will tell you this. Anybody on the face of this planet, the majority of them, would take that $4-5 million and take the injury.
That has nothing
That's
to do with
I'm
anything. That has nothing to do
it
with
anything.
No. People that do not play in the NFL have nothing to do with this. You cannot compare. Again, if you want to talk about a separate industry, we can do that. You know, if you want to say teachers should make more money, I'm sure I would be in agreement with you. But that has nothing to do with NFL players. The situation is what it is because of the revenue that's brought in. Now, I'm saying that their contract should be fully guaranteed. Does that affect the overall contract? Perhaps. There are ways to get around it. But that's part of the deal that you would give out if you're the ownership. And you're also, what you're arguing for is this massive billion-dollar industry and the people atop it who are raking in money, mostly not from their NFL teams, because there are, outside of the Maras, I'm not even sure if there is an ownership group that the revenue is from the NFL team. It's from some other massive corporate entity. You're arguing once again for, you know, if we want to take it to a big metaphor, the 1% to get richer rather than the people who are actually putting in the work. So you're making an argument against the regular person.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, and clearly you're a liberal, so it's hard to make this argument.
Oh, I'm a liberal. Bad. What a bad, dirty word to use.
Yeah.
You know what the word liberal means? Hold on. You know what the word liberal means before you? Open to new behavior or opinions and willing to discard traditional values. Ooh.
That's how you win.
What a terrible thing to call me. Open to new behavior or opinions.
That's how you win. That's how you win your argument. You talk over people and you yell and scream. So let me make
Dude, how long have you been on the line? Is this your show?
You said, okay, so it's your show. That means you're not willing to take any kind of a contradictory argument?
My man, how long have you been on the line?
If you would let me finish, we could get over with it.
Okay, end it. End it with your great insight and point here from your conservative point of view.
You keep making a point that it's a human issue, so you're already pleading to the humanity side, which means your foundation of your argument is empathy. If you want empathy, you're only going to get it from the NFL players. That's why my point is valid.
My point is, if I'm making that argument...
Let me finish. You're saying that it's a human issue. Therefore, if it's a human issue, that is a plea to empathy and compassion for the human being. And what I'm telling you is that you're not going to get any compassion from the common folk who doesn't make but $50,000, $60,000, $70,000.
So why are they then?
Let me finish. That's one point.
Stop yelling, sir. Stop yelling, sir. You're yelling. You can only yell because you can't make your point otherwise.
Because you keep interrupting me, dude. So the next point is, you keep talking about the billions and billions of dollars that the owners make. It's their company. It's their business. It's their issue. Their amount of money that they make is irrelevant.
So why do you only care about the people who make the most money? Why is it only their bottom line that you care about?
Because it's a fundamental, foundational principle.
There's a compromise, my man. There's a compromise, which is that you can run a business while still trying to turn a profit and also care about your employees. That's possible.
I agree, and that's why I opened up the conversation and I said I would make two points, and I said there are already NFL contracts with guaranteed money. So there's already a compromise, dude.
And I think, that's not a compromise if all the NFL players are saying they're willing to stop working as a result of it. But, you know, we can keep giving money to the Woody Johnsons of the world if you feel like it. You know, if that's your, you know, let's plead to the regular listener who all these NFL players make so much money. Remember, and if that worked on you, remember, if you're taking the money away from the NFL player, you're giving it to the NFL owner, and the NFL owner has a lot more money than the NFL player and makes a lot more money relative to you than the NFL player does. And I don't even want to condescend people because, you know, I think people should be smart enough to assess this situation, how they actually view it.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. That call, that certainly opened up the floodgates. A lot of you guys on the line right now. Shout out to Darren Boyd, Kevin Hattrick, Anthony Miller, on Twitter. I see you guys. They basically all just are praising me. I don't need to read it. But talking about allowing people to talk and everything, that's part of the show, man. If you have an opinion, there are certain things I'll cut you off for, but they'll be blatantly obvious why I'm cutting you off. If you disagree, even if I fundamentally and reject your disagreement or think it's a stupid point, you know, that's part of having constructive conversations and everything. You know, I'm willing to listen to other points of view. I guess you could call me liberal in that way. To the other points that have been brought up, actually dealing with the discussion in NFL contracts, Jake Wayne 92 tweets in, does that caller also think cops who get injured on duty should forfeit their pay the way he wants NFL players to do? Well, look, again, I don't want to compare the NFL to other professions, but there is some sense in that because a lot of the people who would argue against the NFL players being guaranteed their contracts would argue for labor in other industries. And that's what I don't understand. Why is it with athletes, it seems, people always argue against the labor and for the management, when in other situations, they almost always argue for the labor and against the management? It's very odd. 501 in the 503 tweets in, gentlemen, whoa, only two things in life that should be guaranteed are death and taxes. Catching a ball for the 1% should not be guaranteed if a doctor who may find a cure for the masses has to fight for grants each and every year. Look, again, what a doctor has to do has nothing to do with an NFL player. If we want to talk about other professions, I'll be glad to do that at a coffee shop with you somewhere. But as far as the 1%, you know, NFL players aren't the 1%. I'm pretty sure NFL players aren't the 1%. Their bosses are. They're the 1%. John in Dallas. John, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, John?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Robin.
You got it.
I agree with you. But the problem is, all right, for example, the NBA and the baseball, those are star-driven leagues, right? So they have more power. But the NFL is a star-driven league as well. And you can't expect the players that are making like $600,000, you know, minimum contracts to put that money on the line. That money is going to really hurt if they lose it. What they need to do is have the stars of the league, the quarterbacks that have all the money, that have less risk on it, and take a stand and sit out. If they sit out for however long it takes, the owners will budge.
If the whole league can come together,
had to budge because the players have all the power. So do the NFL players. The true stars have all the power, but they're not willing to risk it to help out their fellow players. It's all selfishness going across the board.
Right, well, you know, I agree in a sense. Look, the NFL is not the star-driven league the NBA is, where a few have the power to just drive things like we've seen in the NBA, but there are guys in positions of power who can help. If the whole NFL strikes, including the top players, that will make an impact. There's no doubt about it. But that your point is valid in a lot of things, like in some of the controversies that the NFL has dealt with. You know, a lot of people called for the Aaron Rodgers or the Tom Brady's or someone else to step up, and they never did, and therefore you saw a lot of inaction. So I think your point is definitely valid. You know, you need the top of your field to be have your back if you're the other, you know, parts of the class. You know, the NBA is a good example in the sense where who benefited more from the last labor negotiation than the middle class? Nobody, right? There's still a max contract for the stars. LeBron James should be making more money. Kevin Durant should be making more money. Curry should be making more money. All those guys should be making more money. Not in a, you know, moral sense, in a bottom line sense, the way the league is structured right now. They should be making more money. They're worth more by the dollars and cents if we're talking purely business. The guys who are making more than they're worth are the middle-class guys, and that's because the top players fought for that. How about Brian in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania? Brian, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin. How you doing? Great show.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I wanted to weigh in about the previous caller before the break and how he was looking at it from a owner's perspective.
Yeah.
And he was right on the point where he said about the players having a gift. And having a gift, in order to hone your gift, you need to go through work and things like that, Pee Wee football, high school football, junior high school football, camps, recruiting tapes, paying for things like that. So there's a financial tie into all of that, which they aren't compensated unless they make the league and be able to get a contract or are good enough to get a guaranteed contract. So my thing is, I think that they should receive guaranteed contracts. They're putting their life on the line. Look at retired players that are not able to walk, need hip replacement, knee replacements. They're not even insuring those people and paying for them to have the procedures that they need. So I think the owners need to step up and put their money where their mouth is.
I'm with you. If they're talking about player safety and all that stuff, you're more likely to get yourself right before you get back on the field if your next paycheck isn't dependent on it, right? I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And again, there has to be – I'm not immune to the idea that it's a business, guys. I'm not saying just hand – I'm not immune to that. The NFL, like any other business, still has to, you know, make sure that it is profitable. But the NFL makes a ton of money. And the owners of NFL teams, more importantly, I would say, is this. The NFL owners are not dependent, almost totally not dependent, on their football teams for their money. Their football teams, outside of the Maras, I'm trying to think, there might be another example I'm missing. But outside of that, essentially, NFL owners' teams are like toys. You know, that it's something you buy because you have an absurd amount of money, and therefore you're not relying on the profits of that team to keep you going. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to make a profit if you want. That's fine, but it's going for every last dollar at the expense of the players when something could be worked out. Maybe some of the deals come down in their total value for more of it or for all of it being guaranteed. I'm not sure exactly how it would work. I understand there is a business aspect of it, but there is too much money coming into the NFL. There are too many people who don't need the money running the NFL who are making ridiculous sums of money either way, and these NFL players are playing a sport that puts them and the rest of their lives in real, you know, peril. J-Rod in Chicago. J-Rod, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, sir. Listen, let me start off by saying eventually we'll get to a point as humans that we can have a conversation and disagree without name-calling, and you're liberal, but I digress.
Yeah, I got, you know, some of the people that actually, just to your point, some of the people that disagreed with me weren't making points off air, like the people who are like getting at me on social media. They are only calling me names, so they're not actually making points. Go ahead.
And you know what? That I don't have a problem with, but when you get into the name calling, but anyway, the point I wanted to make was this. The individuals who vote against or their agenda is such that they don't wish the NFL players to get more revenue. They don't want them to get guaranteed money. I found that a lot of times the average Joe puts himself in these individuals. Well, I only make X amount of dollars, and if it were me, but the thing is, it's not you. Mm-hmm. And let's be able to have a conversation about the NFL players, and let's just keep it there with these guys who, hey, listen, I bet you the guy who called you a liberal enjoys football on Sundays. What if they stop playing because they're not getting guaranteed money? Then what?
You know, and what's interesting about it to me, J-Rod, is that I understand there may be, like, I guess there's some level of resentment or jealousy or what have you to the money that professional athletes make. But if you think outside of it for just one second, generally the people who are feeling that and are arguing about how much money players make are taking the opposite side in every other field, right? They would argue for teachers, not the people running the education boards. They would argue for police officers, not the government's running that. Like, it just makes no sense to me, because in every other case, they'd be arguing for the labor and not the management.
The low man on the totem pole, and to your point, should get the favorable breaks, because to the point I was making, they feel like the low man on the totem pole, except for when it comes to, and you hear it in their conversation, one of these these guys make millions of dollars. That's all relative. One, two, we really don't know what they make. And the fact that they get run over by guys twice their size in some cases,
I mean, like, look, there's an argument to be made that football, playing football, is not worth any amount of money, right? But aside from that, you're just looking at it and you go, okay, yeah, they make all this money, which is true. Like, is there a conversation about how much professional athletes and sports make? Sure. But the bottom line is, we're talking about them right now. The bottom line is, people are going to go to the stadiums. People are going to buy the packages. People are going to bet on the games. People are going to consume the product. That's where the money's coming from, your interest in it.
And listen, complain about it if you like, which a lot of people do. But when have you ever heard somebody have that much passion about something that they want nothing to do with?
It is a weird phenomenon. I agree. It's a weird phenomenon. How about Rob in Birmingham, Alabama? Rob, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. Good morning.
What's up?
Well, I think you're wrong on just about everything you've said. But
cool.
And here's the core of everything that you've said. These guys that are the professional athletes, and you're wrong that if you're arguing for management here, you'd argue for labor somewhere else. That's not true. Everything comes down to choice. They don't have to play football. Mm-hmm. Nobody is making them play football. When you choose to take a position that you don't own, you're an employee and you're subject to those rules. If these guys are not owners, if they want to go out there and become an owner, go buy a team.
Okay, but go buy a team like it's that simple. You know, and a lot of owners didn't work for their money either, by the way. It was given to them. Some of them did, but a lot of them just were inheriting that money. But that's money in the waters. I want to address what you're saying. You're acting as if we're not talking about an upcoming labor negotiation. This is part of a labor negotiation. So you're saying you should just be happy with whatever you're given and not fight for more as a workforce like people do in workforces across the country, like people have done historically? My point is that NFL players are going to fight for guaranteed contracts. I think that's something that NFL owners should relent on. But you're just saying be happy with whatever comes.
No, I do not think they should relent on that, and they're not going to, because – people don't. It's the team that people watch, not the particular players. If these guys try to strike because they're going to say that they're unfairly treated, they play and making a comparison. This is the second most ridiculous thing I've heard you say today. Making a comparison that playing a game is somehow comparable to a police officer who protects us and risks his life.
I'm not comparing.
No,
I read a tweet that somebody sent in, and I said it is odd that in other, you know, forms of labor, regardless of what they are, people wouldn't say, hey, stop paying this person if something happened to them. But in the NFL, I've said specifically, and I couldn't be more clear, I'm talking about this, and I'm not comparing it to other jobs. In the midst of reading that, I said I don't like comparing it to other jobs. We'll keep this conversation going as a lot of you want to weigh in. 855-212-4227. Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.